Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Batch bitch.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's a podcast where we talk shit. Danielle said, let's record the song after the podcast. And I said, why? She said, and I was like, have you chosen a song? She said, yeah. And I said, what's the song called?
It's Farting Around. We got it, everybody. Don't you worry.
I'm so mad. People are going to hear it. They're going to turn it off in the first 10 seconds. Unlike every other intro, which makes people be like, this sounds good and I want to keep listening.
This sounds professional. Yeah, I don't know what your problem is, you uptight bitch.
I don't do brown. That's a well-known fact about me. Anyway, how are you going? Danielle, we're in your new house.
Yes.
Which you've chosen to live in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, I've chosen to live two suburbs over from where I was before.
Yeah, further away.
I love
beautiful.
It. We're close to everything. We're close to...
I was going to say, you're so close to the supermarket.
We're close to... Well,
I can see it from here.
Well, that's not even one of the supermarkets. There's another one there. We're close to a Coles.
It is a supermarket.
Oh, there's IGA there.
Yeah.
As well. There's also like amazing. A fresh fruit market. Like everything's within like 100 meters. There's a great coffee shop.
Oh.
Just there. There's
you know also what else there is?
What?
Just on the little, what do you call it? What's the green thing?
Grass?
Yeah. No, you know that it's got a name. It's between your house and the road.
A garden?
Strip of green, but you technically don't own it. I mean, you don't own anything. You're renting.
Yeah.
But you know that it's called like a, someone's going to
like
know.
Like a sidewalk?
But it's between the sidewalk and the road, the green, the little patch of grass.
Like a median, it's not a median strip, but it's like,
is
it's like it's like a sidewalk.
It has a name.
But it's
anyway,
it's grass.
There's a lovely jaw out there in the grass.
A jaw.
Like a bone with teeth coming out of it.
Oh, yeah. I put that out ages ago. Do you want to see what I found?
I dragged Hazo away from it.
Do you want to see what I found in the car park across the road from my house yesterday?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is what I found. It is a big plushie of
Crazy
Frog.
Oh, my God.
Crazy
Frog.
It was so big and part of me wanted to get it. Because I was like, I mean, that would be funny to just have a big puppet Crazy Frog. But
yeah,
then
you
I
could
was
get
like,
it dry cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. But then I was like, well, I'm never going to hang a puppet anywhere. And I'm probably not going to use it in comedy. Yeah, it's a puppet.
And you just left it there?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. Do you know Crazy Frog is dead?
Is he?
Well, there's a tweet from in like 2012 or something, so he says something about swine flu and then he's like, guys, I don't feel so good, and then stopped tweeting.
I mean, that's a pretty funny way to get out of doing a bit.
So RIP Crazy Frog.
We also have a garden out the front, which is not really a garden at the moment. It's sort of just like grass.
That's why you didn't give me a tour.
That's overgrown and some hedges. But I sent the real estate a message yesterday since we just moved in to be like, hey, so... The garden at the front is just sort of like grass that's sort of a bit overgrown. And underneath that grass, I can see there's like mulch, but then underneath that, that's plastic. What are we allowed to do with the garden? Am I allowed to like rip up the plastic and put in? Because I would like to grow some veggies or something. Maybe get some chooks. No, just joking. I couldn't get chooks.
You're turning into my mother.
I'm turning into myself as a teenager.
My mum had chooks and then she got rid of them. And now she's getting them back.
How did she get rid of them?
She just like gave them away.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant she slowly let them die off as they die off. Because they don't live for super long.
Don't they?
I think they live for like 5 years, maybe 8 years. I don't know.
We had chooks growing up. But then, like, when we lived in the bush, they all got lice and started pecking each other to death.
Yeah, well, you're...
It's really hard to get rid of chook lice.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to, like, dip them.
Dip them?
Yeah, you, like, basically dunk them in the lice solution from their feet.
We had powder.
Yeah.
We're running around. Just imagine me and my mom. I'm, like, 15. We're, like, running around a chook pen with this, like, big, like, tube of powder just trying to get these chooks that are, like, pecking each other to death as we do it.
Oh, no. Those didn't poor go well. Chickens.
Once one got out and I was so confused because, like, from my window I could see just, like, into the bush. It's just the Wombat State Forest, like, just Australian bush.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, looking out the window and then this chook just ran past and I was, like, pretty sure that's not native. Looked very funny.
So they started off as
egg chooks.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
They just gave us eggs.
Yeah,
we don't slaughter animals, Danielle. No, we're not barbarians.
We never killed our chickens. Slowly they just eventually died off and we just didn't, like, there was a point where, well, actually I think we gave the last few away because mom and dad got separated, so we moved into a different house. But we were constantly replacing them over the years because, like, every now and then one would get eaten by something.
Oh, God.
You know, like a snake would get in or a rat or something.
A rat?
Once I found a rat.
A rat?
Yeah, a rat. Because rats can kill chickens.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
I'm not going to say that on the podcast. Say it. No, it was truly horrific.
Say it.
Trigger
warning.
Okay. This story,
for the squeamish,
you might want to skip forward 3 to 4 minutes because this story is, I've told it to people before and they felt really uncomfortable. So I went down to the chook pen to feed my chickens and my favorite chook, her name was Lucky.
My favorite chook's name was Whipple.
Whipple's a cute name.
Thank you. I was really proud of it. And then for some reason the chicken turned on me and just, like, wouldn't let me go near it one day. It was the only one who let me pick it up.
That'll happen.
And then one day it just turned.
No more. Yeah, that whatever. Happens sometimes.
Whipple was a bitch. Anyway, she died of lice. Continue.
Okay, Lucky was my favorite chook and died in a horrific way. So I went down to the chook pen to feed them. Uh-huh. And I walked into the chook pen and Lucky was sort of just, like, lying in a heap.
No.
And she wasn't super happy. Like, she was sort of just going, like, and her head was just, like, laying flat on the ground, but she was still making noise, and she was sort of, like, in a mess, like, she'd shit herself, and so I picked her up, and I, like, took her out to where the hose was, and I was washing off the poo off her bum and, like, trying to look after her, and then I realized that when I'd washed her off, there was, like, blood, like, the water was making the blood run down her, like, it was, like, congealed, like dried blood,
right?
And it was, like, sort of now just pouring
now you've out. Opened out up the wound
and then also I felt her, like, start to move in, like, a really weird way, and basically a rat had, like, sort of, like, eaten its way into her, and I guess was slowly sort of, like, killing her from the inside. But then I had picked her up.
Wait, the rat was inside her?
The rat was, like, inside her and, like, was, like, jumped, like, basically, like, clawed its way out again when I, like, put the hose. I guess the water went in her as well and was, like, sort of drowning the rat a bit. I don't know, really know how it happened. But I don't know if it, like, crawled in under a wing or something, but I...
Oh, my God.
And then I freaked out because that was probably one of the most horrific
experiences. What, and, like, chewed through her, like, breast?
Yeah, it was, like, inside her. Like, it was, like, it crawled through underneath, like, her wing or something. And she was still alive somehow.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Just.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I'm so sorry that happened to your favorite chook. That's so sad.
Yeah. So next time you think about making fun of me for killing my animals, remember what nature can do to them, Naomi. Sometimes it's a kindness.
Yeah, I'm sure the animal's like, I'm so glad you're shooting me in the head just in case a rat decides to chew through me one day. What the fuck, man? That's... Okay.
Welcome to the pod! Hello, everybody. We're here to talk about reality TV. This week...
You know a dead animal's gonna sneak in somewhere. Last week it was the frog.
Oh, just one moment.
Ding dong.
Sorry, everybody. The doorbell rang for me to go get some post from downstairs.
Jono ordered jeans online, which is psychotic.
I don't understand. I've never met anybody who's ordered jeans online. He orders every pair of jeans he's ever had online and they all fit perfectly.
I've never met someone, literally everyone I talk to about jeans, they're like, jeans never fit me right. I don't think they fit anyone right. Except now Jono.
I don't understand.
Anyway, that's just some fun observational.
He doesn't even get the same ones every time.
Really?
He'll go to different ones. No, not different cut. He'll get like the same like type Slim. Of jean.
Yeah. Jean?
Jean.
Jean.
He gets a jean in the mail. He gets a jean in the mail. They feel good. I'll put them on his leg. Anyway. Okay, 10 minutes in and we are good to start talking about reality TV.
Yes, we are. Just had to get the dead animal out of the way. Now, Danielle, you have watched The Circle.
Yes.
Was I right? That it becomes incredibly addictive once they start actually playing the game.
Yes, but also we did know we had 3 days to watch it because we started watching it on Friday. And I was like, Jono, because we're going to go to the movies. And then I was like, Jono, I've got to watch this reality TV show. We've got to watch it. And he was like, all right, we'll watch it. And then we started watching it and he liked it way more than me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
He was obsessed with it. I liked it. There are a few people I can't remember, and I'm going to be calling everybody by their by the person they were pretending to be. I don't know anybody's real names.
By their screen name.
Yes.
Yes. So The Circle, if you haven't watched it, you probably should.
Yeah.
We're
going to spoil the whole thing.
We're going to spoil the shit out of it. But you should watch it and then come back to this because it's a great... Wait, there's a...
I mean, also, honestly, if you haven't watched it, what the fuck's wrong with you? Because we told you in last week's pod that, like, we were going to look at it this week.
Yeah, Danielle managed to do it in 3 days.
Yeah.
What the fuck were you doing?
Yeah. We spent every spare moment cramming it in. We finished it last night at, like, 8:45.
So this is the show that I was watching instead of doing the work that I should have been doing.
That I told you, Naomi, just go do your work.
And then I messaged you back an hour and a half later saying I didn't. the show, let's break it down. So it is like Survivor meets social media. Now, anytime anyone tries to pitch any show that's like about social media, it makes me want to kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
This one, however, is fine.
Well, this one I thought was fun because it was mostly... I think what was nice about it was it wasn't like a lot of reality shows where people are being horrible to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly very sweet and lovely and kind.
Yes.
Which I thought was a nice change of pace. And a really good sort of palate cleanser before we dive into maths on Feb 3rd.
Like a little dish of coffee beans to sniff.
Just to get us going and be like, this is what it could be.
A little wafer.
Also, by the way, the person who who I thought was going on this season of maths, who went to do filming, is not on it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because they released a full list of all the people who were going on it.
I think there's intruders.
Ooh, well, maybe. I don't know, though, because apparently he was posting about it on social media heaps. And so I feel like maybe they were like, we can't have you on this with you posting so much. So I don't know. But, yeah.
Damn, but they put together everyone's perfect scientific match. How can they just recast someone?
I guess the other person... I guess they just went off and got properly married together. Him and the person he matched with.
I'm sure they just recast him and kept...
No.
The point I was trying to make there is that there is no perfect match and it's all bullshit.
Oh, sorry. I should have let you continue speaking.
Well, you were supposed to be like, ha ha, good joke, Naomi. Great observation. You're such a brilliant mind.
Okay.
That's what you should say after every sentence of mine.
Okay, very... Naomi, you have a perfect mind.
No, brilliant.
Brilliant and perfect mind.
Not perfect. I'm like a tortured genius.
You're like a tortured genius.
Thank you. How should we talk about this?
Okay, let's just... Why don't we just tell everybody who we liked and just talk about things. Okay,
well,
so
let's just go through all the... eight people go in initially and we see their packages on their way in. And it's painful.
Yes.
Because they all seem really fucking annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I quit the first time I tried to watch this. I quit 10 minutes in.
And then you binged it in 3 days because you loved it so much.
And because Naomi gave me a deadline to watch so the much. Show.
The Alana is a blonde model.
Yes.
She's, I found her, no offense, really annoying.
Yes. She was one of the people who, okay, so there were two people who made me turn this off the first time I watched it. One of them, I was completely wrong about the package, did him no justice.
Joey.
He was a sweet angel, yeah. But the package made him look like an absolute douchebag.
Yes.
But Alana was a douchebag.
Is she a douchebag? I mean, she's not a bad person.
I mean, her package like was mostly her saying like, I don't hang out with women because women find me like they get she's just, like, one of these people who they get intimidated by me because all the boys want to fuck me. And it was like just like a weird like one of those things where you're like, I mean, that's rude to be like, well, normal people aren't friends with hot women and treat hot women like shit. It's like, there's what? Okay, well, rude because I actually have heaps of female friends. Okay, well.
And I'm very fuckable.
What are you saying about me, Alana? What are you trying to say?
Do you, like, it's, I was recently talking to my friend about, like, their friend was saying, like, women don't like her because she's so beautiful and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, do you think there's, like, an air of, like, women who are so that beautiful, they get this in their head, and then as soon as they're walking up to a couple, they're like, here we go, this girl's gonna be mad at me and think I'm trying to fuck her boyfriend. And then by the time they actually say hello, they sound like a huge bitch.
Yeah, well, I think they're like probably always on the defensive.
Yeah.
And always like speaking, I reckon they're also probably speaking down. If like, I don't feel like Alana, I feel like she was probably gonna speak down to the other women.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She was trying to do that, like, girl power thing.
But oh, yeah. By creating the group chat skinny bitches or something.
Yeah, skinny girls rock. Yeah. Was that, or she did, like, pretty girls rock. I don't know. She's doing all this skinny girls stuff.
Pretty girls and nice girls.
It's just like, what if those girls, and one of them wasn't actually skinny.
Yeah, one of them was, like, a catfish.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Being skinny isn't an achievement. Anyway, I don't think she's a bad person, but I think she has some growing to do.
Yeah, she's very young. I think I really like...
Like, that's probably why she doesn't have any female friends, because she just keeps me around being like, skinny! And they're all like, oh, I hate myself.
Okay. Well, all right. I really liked Sammy, though. Sammy was not okay with it either. I don't think any of the girls liked it.
No, so Sammy is another one of the original people. I am in love with her. She's my overall favorite, I think. A very cool girl from Florida. and she went in as herself, but single.
Yes.
Which
I didn't find out until the end.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
I was like, wait, what?
Also, she didn't really like, yeah, like everyone. Everyone else mentioned they were their single.
Oh, no, like, everybody said that they were single in the game, but I feel like throughout the season, we constantly heard other people mention their partner
or talk about their partner. Yeah, they were like, I miss my wife!
And Sammy was like, who? At the end, I was like, what the fuck? I forgot. I didn't even know she had a partner.
I was talking to Mark. He's still overseas at the moment. And I was noting that some other people who have their boyfriends overseas are like, they can be quite sad.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Why'd you say this to Mark? He already thinks you love Tarzo way more than him.
And I was like, I'm not sad. I love Mark so much, but I'm not, like, I don't fall apart if he's not here. And then I was thinking about it today.
I mean, you've also only been back for, like, 2 weeks or something, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's like he...
2 weeks is fine.
He tours, like, I'm used to him touring, so yeah. I'm used to it. But it's like some of these girls, their boyfriends tour as well, so...
Yeah.
It's like, it's not sustainable, you know what I mean? But I feel like I'm an independent person. But I was thinking today, I think that's actually more of a compliment because I'm not with him because I need to be around someone. I'm with him because I want to be around him.
Yeah.
And that's my pitch.
And it's also nice because it's like having a away partner a bit.
Having
a what?
So
you can still be alone.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't feel alone.
Yeah.
Because I can still talk to him all the time, you know? But then I get more room in the bed.
And you also get a few weeks of not having to worry about Mark getting annoyed at you for leaving stuff lying everywhere.
Yes. freedom from judgment.
I would love to install a camera in your house the day before Mark gets home. Well, just you being like, oh, fuck.
Here's something else that pisses him off. When Mark's away, I actually keep the house really clean.
Because you expect him to do it when he's at home? Or?
It's not that I expect him to do it. It's that if there's mess that isn't mine, then I'm just like, oh, it's too much mess. And I'm like, I'll do it later. It's too much. But if I'm just picking up after myself, it's like manageable to me.
Okay.
And it makes him so mad. So like video chat me and I'll be like, house is really clean. And then like, he'll be back for a week and the house is trash. But I just think it's part his fault. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he makes mess.
Yeah.
Anyway. So those are all the reasons I'm actually a good girlfriend, despite appearances.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Next character in the show.
So Sammy is a beautiful person and also really hot. I think that's worth noting. Antonio. Do not care for Antonio particularly. He's a professional basketball player.
Antonio seems looking. Very up himself.
Yeah, but he seems like a bit of a dick.
He seems like he thinks he's intellectually superior to everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. And he's too confident for me. I want a little bit of... I want people to be sweet. Which is exactly what I loved about Joey.
Oh, Joey. So Joey is like this, he's Italian-American, like loves his mum, like every stereotype about people like that from like what Jersey Shore and stuff like that. And he just seems, I mean, I'm probably saying the wrong thing because he's from New York, but he seems originally so annoying.
Yeah, initially he was like, if there's a blonde girl in here with a big smile, I'm going to have to talk to her. And you're like, oh, Jesus, fucking Christ. Oh,
shut up. But randomly, everyone in the world grew to love him.
He's so lovely.
He's so sweet.
Even bits that when I liked when he talked about, he was like, you know, people think they're like, oh, this guy, he's Italian and he's like this. But I want to be friends with everyone. I don't want to be friends with people like me because honestly, they're annoying. That's like my favorite Joey one. Because he was so lovely to everyone and never seemed judgmental at all.
No.
He was so lovely.
Well, all right. I have a little something to say about that, but we'll get to it. Shubham. Shubham? Shubi.
Shubi.
Shubi is probably the only one who went in as himself initially, who doesn't look like a catfish. He just looks like a normal dude.
Yeah.
He put up like the nerdiest photo. It's just like, it's just not high definition enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like an old Facebook picture.
He also got offended when somebody like said from his photo that he was very probably quite smart. Which was like, he was standing beside, like one of them, he was in like a graduation robe.
Had he released that photo yet though?
No, but that's when he released that photo, people started calling him smart, like as like a hashtag thing in one of the challenges later. And then he was like, what about this photo says I'm a brainiac? And we're like, I don't know, maybe the graduation gown? Like, I don't know. Just graduating doesn't mean you're smart, but I feel like people.
Probably to Joey, it does.
Yeah, that's true.
I like him, but I have more to say on that later.
Okay.
You've
got a lot to say on everybody.
Later. I have opinions.
Okay.
Chris, a 30-year-old man from Texas. Ultra gay.
Ultra gay. Also, ultra religious.
Yes.
He's got godfidence.
God? Did he say godfidence?
Yeah, godfidence. So all his confidence comes from God. He's very sweet. He's also so fun and sassy.
Yes. My God. He would be like the gay character in a... Because he's also a person of color. I feel like in a New Age Christian film where being gay is okay, he would be the person that the protagonist goes to for advice.
Yes, like somebody who doesn't know how to write gay people.
Yes.
It's like written by the straightest white man ever.
Also, we have Seaburn. Yes. Seaburn goes in as a catfish. He goes in with pictures of his girlfriend and goes by the name Rebecca because he thinks he will have a better time as a woman on the circle. This is a man who knows nothing about women.
Yeah, and he also is so dumb.
He is so dumb.
He's so dumb.
He's sweet, does not understand how women think.
It's offensive. It's so offensive. When he's sitting there being like, he's like, he goes on a date with one of the other characters.
Now, keep in mind, none of these people ever see each other. So they communicate through the circle, which is just, it's basic. It's essentially like Facebook.
Facebook Messenger, yeah.
Because you can post photos and statuses and then chat. He goes on a date, which essentially means you go to a different room. You're still alone, but then the other person is in another, like,
you get
separate
good food.
Room. And you get, like, a little platter or something. Mm, and then you just have a one-on-one conversation. Still through the circle.
Yeah.
What confused me is, like, girls, like, or, like, even dudes, like, dressing up. Because they're, like, we're having a party tonight. And then, like, some of them would, like, get dressed up for it. Even though the party would be, like, they get a bottle of champagne sent to their door. And then they'd, like, play a game through the...
I guess it's
circle.
Fun.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, I feel like if they're locked in those rooms for weeks.
Actually, yeah, I'd spend like 2 hours doing my makeup every second day.
You'd be like, all right, I need something to do.
But anyway, all the time, him talking as this girl, like he went on, a first date with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, talking to someone else after it, pretending to be this girl. It's like, I am over the moon. I am falling for him. I have never felt this way before. I am, like...
Yeah, it was intense.
I can't believe it. I'm crying.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing to watch. And he's, like, going, like, I am nailing this. And it's like the fakest shit ever, but luckily he's also on a date with a catfish who has no idea how to speak to women.
It was amazing to watch. We also have, who else went in there? Karen. Karen is...
Mercedes.
Mercedes. She catfishes as Mercedes.
Everybody immediately doesn't like her because her photos are too, like... Filtered
and stuff.
So they're like, this is fake.
Karen is actually lesbian, but she goes in as Mercedes, who's like, I guess, more conventionally attractive than her and is like bi and like trying to flirt with everyone.
See, this is where the show started to be... Okay, so there's one thing that I really found annoying about this show, which was that so many people came in as catfishes that were just like hot women when... If they had have just been themselves, I think people would have felt more, like, people would have liked them better from the get-go. Because they were all trying to be something that they, like, weren't as well. It was very strange. Like,
I didn't know about that.
I feel like a lot of people were talking like they thought
hot people talked
like. And it was like, I feel like they're normal people. Why are you making them talk in this insane way?
Well, I think Karen was as Mercedes. She was pretty much talking like herself.
Yeah.
I think, but I don't know if you're right.
I think if they
went in as themselves, as like normal looking people, not like models.
What do you mean? Shubi was like the most popular for most of the game.
Maybe as a dude. I don't know. I don't think you would get away with it as a woman.
I think you would.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, we'll come back to this later because I have things to say about this.
Okay.
None of the girls... Yeah, Shubi really is the only person who came in not looking like someone who goes to the gym 8 times a week.
Yeah. Well, there's another person later on who doesn't go to the... not that I don't know.
Who I comes in assume. In their photo.
Yeah.
Okay. So then those are the original ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also...
There's actually 2 people then.
What?
Who come in who don't go to the gym, I don't think.
All right, God, speaking in code. All right, we'll just get to it, shall
okay,
we?
Okay, yes, okay.
Intruder
alert!
So basically at the end of each... I saw a tweet about the circle and I thought it was so funny. It was like, there is no law for when an episode of the circle ends. It happens when it happens.
Yeah.
And there is no controlling it. Because there really is no fucking format for this show. I want to say every week, but I think it's like every like day or two, someone gets blocked from the circle, basically, and an intruder comes in. Miranda comes in. Miranda is a beautiful girl who seemingly cannot get anyone to really like her that much. Really.
I mean, Joey really liked her. kicked it.
Kicked her out of the circle.
No, I think the issue is, like, seemingly she didn't have that many conversations with people from what we saw. Also, I just don't think she'd connected that much with people, that many conversations with people, which I think is the biggest thing. Also, like, it's from, I think people also got confused because all of her photos were like, you know when people upload photos and they look different in every photo? So you get confused. Like, I think they were confused that this woman had decided to catfish everybody, but catfish everybody with photos of different women in every photo.
Oh, yeah. So mum was like,
she doesn't have
a
tattoo in that photo.
She has a tattoo in this photo, but not in this photo. I was like, what? Yeah.
It was very strange. Yeah, I just don't feel like she'd connected with people enough.
Yeah,
I also
like
think
her.
There was very much like people, like, who, you know, I feel like intruders always have a hard time in every show because people are always like, no, we were here from the start, we deserve it more.
Absolutely, you have such an advantage by going in at the start, and also all the people in the finale were people who were there from the start.
Yeah.
But I liked her. I liked her. Anyway, Alana got kicked out in the first
thank God.
One. Because all the girls are like, can you stop saying skinny girls rock? You're being annoying. Terrible strategy. It really is a pretty girl trying to be like, what do girls talk about? Not they don't talk to me, but if they did, what would they
do? Seemed weird. So strange. I want to know what her friendship circle is like. I want to go into that Facebook. Because
she would have female friends. She's like, women don't like me, but
she'd be friends with other models and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no way, like, if she hangs out every day with models because she's a model, that she wouldn't have friends with the models who are also like, all women hate me. It's just a big group of women who say, all women hate me, but they're all friends with each other. they do that.
Apart from these other women who are as hot as me and therefore aren't intimidated. I mean, I'm a little bit hotter, but you know what I mean. Then we have who comes in next? Oh, this next person I also find quite annoying. Alex, who comes in as Catfish Adam. So this is a normal looking dude. He's like a bit of a dweeb.
A normal looking dude. Okay, he's normal looking. He just dresses in the most unflattering
clothes.
He's
wearing overalls
with a tie dye. I hated it so much. All of his outfits, I was like, oh no.
At least he's doing something.
Go
I don't
have
mind
a tiny
that.
Home in Portland. That's what I felt like it was like. It was like he looked like a stereotype, but. Then he chose to catfish everybody as Adam, who was like a hot white
buff dude
man, yeah, who had a golden retriever or whatever. But he was actually married.
I think it was some sort of oodle, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a golden dog.
It was my apricot, but yeah.
Sorry. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Naomi, you're the worst. And then he was one where he clearly did not know that hot people are still people who talk like people.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to flirt with everyone and it was so bad.
In such an insane way.
He's like, I'm aroused. I think he used the word aroused.
He sent a message to all the girls, a group message that said like something like, girls, tell me what the hottest thing you've ever done was.
He had to have a group chat with
whoever
them.
Arouses me the most will get a single date. He didn't have to say it like that.
No, he did not have
he
to say
have said,
it like that.
Hey, ladies, maybe not say ladies, that's weird. Hey, girls, I'm supposed to ask everybody a little question, and whoever wins gets a single date. How about, what's your favorite breed of dog?
If I was on the circle, so the thing is it's voice activated. They don't have like a keyboard or anything. Obviously this is done for the purpose, so it's good to watch on television instead of watching people silently type.
Yeah.
So they just have everyone dictate everything. But I would be having so much back and forth with the person who's clearly sitting behind a wall typing all this stuff out because I would be like, LOL. I'd be like, no, lowercase. Don't put a full stop there. That's weird. Because just the way they write, like, some of these, like, full stops can seem, like, so aggressive to me. Like, whenever someone sends a sentence on Messenger with a full stop, I'm like, why are you mad at me? Just tell me so we can work through it. But yeah, he could not talk. And anyway, yeah, he was like married for 11 years, this dude.
He's married for 3 months, but he's been with his partner for 11 years.
Right. Which you love to bring up. But it was so funny watching him flirt with
Rebecca
Seaburn, who was Rebecca. These two dweebs pretending to be, well, actually, no, one dweeb and one just like airhead pretending to be a hot dude and a hot girl. And it's like, wow, I am having such a nice time on this date. I have butterflies. Thank you, Rebecca. I am having a nice time as well. Winky face.
It was insane to watch. Towards, like, from
sickening.
I think from episode 3 or 4 onwards, watching Seaburn, aka Rebecca, you cannot help but laugh at everything that he says.
Oh, it's because a beautiful moment when all the girls are in a group chat and they start talking about periods.
Oh.
And he just immediately loses his mind.
He doesn't know what to say. It's like, I like to make sure that I'm drinking something hot immediately, which is fine, but I would just, I don't understand why he could have been like, yeah, me too. Would have been easier. Nobody would be like, ooh.
And then he said, I get pain on my left side.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Everyone's having back being like, that's weird.
You should go see a specialist. Something's wrong. I do like, though, that the girls didn't pick up on any of that. Because I guess, like, the female form is so unpredictable. And doctors have not studied it enough. That we just go like, I don't know, I guess that's just something fucked some lady's got. Probably normal, just not to me.
They're like, okay. I'm sure we're all dying somehow and doctors just haven't bothered to look into it. Oh, we love doctors. And then we have more people come in. Who do we have come in? Bill. Could not care less about this dude.
Yeah, no, Bill, I'm just like,
it's like buff guy.
I mean, he was there for a moment anyway.
Yeah, exactly. He gets voted out pretty quickly. And then they leave like a video message on their way out. And his video message is just him being like, hey, man, everyone in here is so fake. Oh, you're all fake. And it's like, you what? And he's like, everyone from day one, they were like, love you, man. And I was like, we've only been here for a day. And I was like, you realize they've been here much longer than you.
Yeah. But also, like, what do you want them to do? Be like, yeah, fuck you, you motherfucker who I've never spoken to in my life. Like, people are just going to be friendly. You're a stranger.
Also, it might seem like they're being affectionate, but you have to remember that everyone is in a house alone. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure they speak to producers and stuff, but, like, they don't have anyone else to talk to.
Yeah.
Of course, they're going to go a bit crazy and, like, latch on to each other.
Also, I reckon, like, knowing what reality TV is like now, nobody wants to be cast as a villain. So nobody wants to be saying... I reckon people will be very careful with their words as well, because people don't want to be edited into something horrific.
That brings me to our next contestant, who comes in at the same time as Bill, Sean. Sean comes in. She is a plus-size model?
I think so, or like Instagram influencer. I don't know.
Right.
Something.
Plus-size personality. And she comes in with, like, a photo of, like, a skinny Bond woman.
Like, the most Victoria's Secret model-looking woman you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, with long, flowing blonde locks that are, like, down to her waist and the smile that you only see on a Victoria's Secret model show. We're like, nobody's mouth is like that. Nobody has a mouth that big and perfect. Mouths like that aren't real.
Well, that woman does.
Yeah, I know, but, like, you know, you're like, well, this is obviously, like, that's the most catfish picture out of any, like, those photos were the most catfishy out of everybody's.
I mean, sure, but obviously someone who looks like that would want to be famous and would go on a reality show. I guess,
yeah, that's true.
Like, if you're going to run into them anyway.
I assume anybody who's that good looking is too successful to go on a reality TV show. I feel like if you look like that, somebody's just like, welcome to the mansion. Walk on this way.
Mansion?
We'll just give you money. She was so that those photos were so the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life.
Really? It didn't grip me that much. I mean, she's obviously beautiful.
I just think that face hair combo is incredible. Oh, right.
Okay. I was more turned on by Sammy's pictures, honestly.
Of course you were, you dirty whore. You love a brunette.
I do love a brunette.
You love a brunette in a suggestive pose.
Anyway. Oh. You know what? I don't think I've ever been... No, that's not true.
What?
Trying to think if I've ever been attracted to a blonde. Actually, you know what? This is probably too much information.
Me, those 3 months I was ombre. Get out of it, Naomi.
Yeah, I didn't want to complicate our friendship by telling you. I may have watched some adult content recently, right?
Okay, yes.
Weirdly though, I went to sleep and then I had a dream that I like that me and one of the girls in the video like met and like started dating and fell in love.
It's nice.
And she was blonde.
Okay.
And I woke up and I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, you know, dreams don't necessarily mean anything.
Well, I did think she sometimes was very beautiful.
That is true.
And then I looked on her Twitter and she was like, I'm the one stealing your boyfriend. And then I fell out of love with her. And I was like, okay, Alana, do you know what I mean? I was like, oh God, get over it. Anyway, so that's the end of me and her. But she was blonde. But anyway, Sammy's more my type.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean comes in. Yeah, she uses fake photos. Sean, unlike any other catfish, is just guilt-ridden by the fact that she's catfishing.
Yes.
She cannot handle it. I mean, her pictures are different, but everything about her is the same. She's, like, she's still being herself on there. She's not pretending to be a completely different person.
Yeah, I just think a good game strategy would have been to come in just as herself. Because I feel like at that point there's already so many, like, typically beautiful women in the house. And also when she did come out as being a catfish, everybody was so supportive and was like, oh, she's so cute, she's so pretty.
Well, here's what happened. She decided to come out to the women first, which at that point were, well, the women and Chris, who's gay. And then, oh, that was the other thing about fucking Seaburn as Rebecca. They did their first girl chat.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you guys think Chris is cute?
Oh, that's so, yeah, that was
and
so
Sammy
funny.
Was like, they're baby, like, girl, he's gay. Why would you go for it? What are you even thinking? Like, he's literally wearing like what, like rainbow eyeshadow or something.
I think in that one he didn't have makeup on, but he was
he
wearing
did
like
have makeup. On.
Did he? I don't know. He was.
I mean, he maybe didn't have like colored like eyeshadow on, but
he was doing a natural look.
Yeah, which is like only 15.
I think he had like a black turtleneck on with like a leather jacket. Which is either somebody very deep into the arts community or quite a gay man.
And most likely both.
Yes.
But anyway, she started a group chat with Chris and then like whatever girls were left and then like be like, I have to tell you something. This is the real me. And then posted a picture of actually her. And she is very pretty.
Yeah.
She's not ugly, so...
No, she's very cute.
But anyway, they were like, oh my God, that's so brave. The mistake I think she made is she's like, I'm going to come out to the rest of them when I feel ready. Instead of like doing another DM being like, hey, I have to tell you something. She just updated her photos and everyone was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, true that. But I also...
I think if she came out like... emotionally and did that whole thing again, she would have fared a lot better. And this is where I get to being a little bit hesitant about Joey.
Okay.
Because once she did that and like her and Joey and Sean, when Sean had the pictures of the skinny woman up, had like flirted a bit and it was all ha ha hee hee.
They flirted a bit. I mean, they chatted and had a lovely conversation.
Yeah, but you can see on Joey's face, like the way that Joey normally is, he's like happy-go-lucky, like really friendly. And you can see his face has just fucking dropped when he's talking to Sean again. And he's like, oh man, like that's so brave. But you see in his eyes, he doesn't mean it, man.
Yeah, but I mean also if you were flirting with somebody and then all of their photos changed, you would like you'd still be upset that they lied to you. No matter
what.
Yeah,
but I don't think that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, he's allowed to not be attracted to the person if it's not the same person anymore.
Yeah, but you can still, there was the kindness wasn't there. I mean, it was there in what he was saying, but I could see it in his face.
Oh, sorry, Naomi, you couldn't see the kindness in his eyes
no,
anymore.
No, I couldn't see the kindness in his eyes. I was like, I don't trust you now.
See, I thought the,
and
like,
then he sent her home immediately.
Yeah, but I thought the choice made sense because it was basically, he's friends with everybody else. The choice was going to be between Ed, who we haven't spoken about yet, but who Joey is, like, has a great fun time with, because Ed also loves his mum and is Italian. So they've bonded on every level. And then Joey doesn't like Rebecca, but he's best friends with Shuby, and Rebecca is like Shuby's girl. Basically, like, but Shuby, he calls her Shuby's girl, but he's Shuby's like best friend apart from Joey. And he's worried that if he sends Rebecca home, Shuby's going to be really upset. If he sends Rebecca home, Shuby's going to be really upset. And so he wants to make a choice, but he doesn't want to send Ed home because he's also best friends with Ed. So he sends Sean home. And also I feel like it's like a choice. It's like, it really should have been between Ed and Sean because they're the newest.
I would have sent Ed home.
But you're not best friends with Ed.
Yeah, but he literally, like, said the bare minimum to Sean. He's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He's doing this with all, like, the flattest face I've ever seen. He's just, like, does not care. And then you see Sean on her end, who thinks Joey's going to be a prick. And it's just like, oh, my God, he's so nice. Like, puts him at number one. And, like, it's just like, he's so nice. And I'm like, you know, he's doing this for TV. I don't think he would be that. I don't think he would be unkind. I don't think he would be mean. But I do not think he would bother with her.
Yeah, I think if I see, I think if she had come in as herself, it would have been a nice friendship.
I don't know. I don't see it.
Okay.
I don't think he would have given her the time of day.
Joey's the sweetest in the world. Okay, we're going to agree to disagree on this one.
Well, he's sweetest to, like, he's sweet to everyone on there who looks beautiful or, like, or is a normal looking dude is Shuby, who's, like, completely non-threatening to him.
Yeah, but she's not like a woman covered in warts and stuff. He was, like, very lovely to her still.
Yeah, but every other woman in there is basically a model.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think he ever did anything bad to her, and I think it was like, he's got to make a decision. It's got to be between her and Ed, basically, because
I just, the look on his face when he was talking to her is not the look he had on his face when he was talking to anyone else.
See, I think it's more down to he couldn't get rid of any of the originals because
Before he had to make a choice. This is before he even knew that had to make a choice.
But I think you'd be upset if you found out that everybody got upset when everybody hit it as well, but everybody had the same look in their eyes when they found out Rebecca was Seba.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, everybody had the same look. I think people are just upset when it's a catfish because they think they've been talking to a different person.
Yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't. I was like, I feel it. I feel it from him. He's like, why? I don't talk to people like this usually. I can feel that in him. Anyway. Might just be my women's intuition speaking.
How dare you?
And then the last one, I didn't know what the point is of bringing these guys in, was Ed. Ed came in as Ed, but Ed also brought his mother, Tammy.
Terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
Do not bring your mum with you in a enclosed space ever. Never, ever. Never, ever sign up for a thing where you know you're going to have to be enclosed in a space. I love my mum, but I would never sign up for anything where we had to be in an enclosed space together for longer than 6 hours.
Yeah. I love my mum too, but she just start to yell after a while.
Jesus Christ. You can't do that. This man loves his mum too much.
Yes. No, not too much.
Okay, not too much, but to the point where I would be like, Jesus Christ, you've made a poor life decision here.
The point of her there is to, like, that together they will be a good Ed because she will bring, I don't know what she will bring.
I mean, he just basically ignored her anyway because a lot of her suggestions were terrible.
Were bad. He's, like, trying to, like, meet the, he, like, messages Sammy when he first goes in, you know, he's like, hey, what's up? And then she's like, add honey, add, like, a baby to the end of it. It's like, no.
He wanted to call her son of a gun, which I think is funny.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you son of a gun. If a guy called me that, I'd bloody start mazzing or something, you know?
Jesus Christ.
I love it. My favorite thing is when men talk to me like me being a woman isn't like an issue or something that they need to flag in their head, you know?
Hey, pussy flaps.
And she's like, don't call her a son of a gun. Call her honey. Yeah. I'm like, get the fuck out.
Wrong generation. We don't do that here.
Yeah, I guess maybe, like, earlier it was like, if a man isn't calling you honey, he's, like, not talking to you at all back then, maybe.
Or maybe he doesn't see you as a woman.
What?
Like, back in the day, wasn't it like the like, it was more like the highest praises that a man can want you.
Yeah, yeah. But now it's like...
Now it's like, fuck off.
He's easier as like a full person.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he did that. But anyway, he was fine. I didn't care about him that much.
No. That's done. I think the final five were a good final five, except for... I mean, Rebecca was entertaining to watch, Sebum, but I also did not... I don't think I would have been... I couldn't be friends with that person.
No, absolutely not. He was... He had no idea. He had no... Like, he did not have women's intuition, is what he didn't have.
No.
And everyone else, like, started to realize they're, like, fake as shit. And they were right. And that's, I like Sammy just constantly saying, like, she's so emotional. She's too emotional.
Yeah.
And he's like, I went in there as a woman because as a woman you're allowed to be more emotional. It's like, well, you're not allowed to be that emotional.
No.
Because that's psychotic. That's insane. No one is like that.
But then in the final, like in the finale when they had everybody out on stage, the lady was like, so are you a very emotional person? And he was like, no, I don't know. Never. And then you're like, okay, so wait, you're not emotional, but you're trying to prove that women can be more emotional, but then also you did not get that point across because you were crazy how you were behaving. So I don't understand what you were doing.
Yeah, it's women can be more emotional, so I wanted to be in there and be emotional, but also...
not act like
everyone
a real
was like,
person.
This isn't a real woman.
Yeah.
It's too emotional.
And she has pains on her left side.
What the fuck is that? So the other thing that people can do is they can like visit one person before they leave. So this is where you see like catfishes. I thought it was so funny. Antonio, who had a girlfriend, but pretended he was single, was like flirting with Mercedes.
Yes.
And then went to see Mercedes for what reason?
Yeah.
And then he looked so disappointed when Mercedes was actually like clearly a lesbian. And not the girl in the photos.
That's so funny. Yeah.
It's like, that's what you get for trying to, like, go see this girl.
On TV.
Yeah. Psycho.
Absolute psycho.
I liked seeing Seaburn go to see Alex because they'd been doing this horrible flirting as two people they weren't.
That was my favorite bit.
They were both so scared, I think, to be found out. And they both realized that they were both idiots pretending to be people that they didn't
so
know how
funny.
To speak as. It was heartwarming.
Two people who would be the worst spies ever.
Yes. None of these people know how to speak.
No.
Well, a few of them do. That's true. What did you think of Shuby?
I thought Shuby seemed like a nice man, but also very much a politician.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think he was a lovely man.
He did go for, what, mayor of...
Pet, I don't know.
Something.
Place. Yeah, I think that he was very good at knowing how to interact with people. Like, I reckon he'd read a heap of books on, like, how people interact in tribes and stuff. Or, like...
Oh, really?
How to interact with people. Because he had, like... Yeah, I think he was... I mean, I think he's a lovely guy. I think he's very lovely. But also, I think that he knew what he was doing. Like, he was like, I don't know anything about social media. But social media doesn't... Like, this wasn't how to get 400,000 followers on Instagram. This was how to interact with people.
Yes.
This wasn't... It wasn't the same. I think it's different.
Yeah, it's... My friend was, like, complaining that he was an incel. And I was like, first of all, you don't know what an incel is.
Yeah.
That's insane. He also had a very... interesting relationship with Rebecca, who's Seaburn, where in which it was very clear to me that he liked Rebecca. And then when Rebecca came back from her 2-minute date with some random stranger being like, oh my God, I have butterflies. I'm on cloud 9. I'm falling in love. That's when he started calling her his sister.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like to use the word friend zone because I hate it. But that was, I don't know how else to describe it.
Well, I think maybe, he wanted to let her know that he actually wasn't interested in her.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I actually wasn't interested in you anyway.
And that was a really good defense when he found out that she was actually a dude to be like, oh, you know, we had that great relationship, that sibling relationship.
Also, though, Shuby, what do you think of women? If the woman you talk to is that dumb and you're like quite smart, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, I think he probably doesn't talk to that many women.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably, probably outside of his friendship circle. He strikes me as like a nerd who has like a small friendship group that he like plays board games with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like it, people were like, yeah, my friend was complaining about him being like, you know, he's a dick. He's like judgmental because like when Sean comes out and says like, that wasn't me, I'm actually plus size, that he was like, oh, why didn't you just come as yourself? Like, he's a bit ignorant as to like why she wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's always been his thing since the get-go.
He's ignorant?
No. He's always like, he's upset when anybody's catfished anybody. He's always annoyed.
Right. The only time he hasn't... Just be yourself. And it's like, but you don't seem to have any idea of why people wouldn't be themselves.
The only one he's not, like, is when he meets Rebecca because he has to meet them face to face.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously he's not going to risk getting bashed for being aggressive.
Getting bashed by Seaburn. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it will be uncomfortable.
I am on cloud nine.
It will be uncomfortable for him to be rude, obviously. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Face to face.
Yeah. It's just those nuances. I was like, he just doesn't. He would have never thought about what it's like to be like a plus size woman. And I think that I was able to empathize, like sympathize with him because like I did an engineering degree and I worked at a tech startup. And I know people like this who like their shortcomings about like being a little bit judgmental or being like, I hate influencers, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff just comes from like, they just don't understand.
Yeah. I still think Sean would have done better if she had to come in as herself.
I mean, she probably would have still gotten just as far because she didn't come in at the start, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, like, it was down to Joey and he was never going to get rid of Ed because him and Ed had broed out.
They had broed out.
They'd broed out and he couldn't get rid of Rebecca or Chris or anybody who was in the thing. He would have gotten rid of Rebecca if Shuby hadn't have been friends with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because Rebecca
is clearly not Rebecca. Yeah, I think if Sean had been there from the get-go, she probably would have done better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But everybody would have done... I mean, not everybody, because obviously Alana would have always been kicked out when she got kicked out. She probably would have done better as an intruder, to be honest.
She would have been better if she catfished as a plus-size model. Yeah. Skinny girls rock! Shut up. Nah, she's all right. I like that when she went to visit, she was the first person who got kicked out and she got to go and, like, visit someone. I think she went to Sammy's room, did she? She just walked in and she was like...
Hey, bitch. Yeah.
What'd you do then? Sammy's like, well, I don't know. What?
Yeah, what it was insane.
What were you hoping to achieve by doing that? Anyway, what a great show.
It was very fun.
It was very fun.
I have to say the worst episode is the last episode.
The, like, reunion.
Yeah.
/ finding out the winner. They're always the last ones. It's just, like, stretched out and just watching, like, highlight clips.
Yeah. I assume basically nobody knew who won until they did the reunion.
Yeah.
So they filmed this ages ago or whatever.
Yeah, they would have gotten a crowd who, like, wouldn't have known who any of them are.
Yeah. Because you can't, you know. Or maybe they would have got a crowd of people who knew who they were if they'd been watching on Netflix and they did it and then...
They would have filmed it ages ago.
You reckon they would have filmed the finale ages ago?
Yeah.
I feel like they might have kept it as like a secret to try and do it. I don't know.
They might have filmed like multiple endings.
That could have been it, yeah.
They do that on RuPaul's Drag Race all the time.
And MasterChef.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
That's right. Between the two of us, we have the knowledge on every reality TV show.
I've not watched MasterChef, but I think I...
You haven't watched it?
No.
It's fine. I don't think I've watched it since, like, season two.
I watched Zumbo's Just Desserts. That was fun.
Oh, my God. I love Zumbo's Just Desserts. Do you know there's a new season coming?
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Zumbo's Just Desserts. This guy Zumbo, he was famously, in season one of MasterChef, he came in with this chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, this popular cake, and then he stopped making the cakes because people just came in after the show to get this, like, $100 chocolate cake that was, like, seven different types of chocolate or something, right? He has his own reality show. Season one is on Netflix, at least in Australia. You can watch Zumbo's Just Desserts. Me and enemy of the pod, Peter, watched it together, and we absolutely loved it.
It's incredible. I love it.
They do all these, like, really, really complicated desserts, and the best part is the lack of chemistry between Zumbo and there's a woman on it.
The Offsider, yeah.
I can't remember her name because it's been ages since I've seen it.
She's like...
But she's like charismatic and trying to like talk to him. And yeah. It's just like talking to a brick wall. And it's so funny to me.
She's like a Nigella Lawson type.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very like warm and kind.
Beautiful.
And beautiful. Yeah. And I don't know how she gets her red lipstick to stay like that.
But and she tries to start all this banter and it never works.
And Zumbo's like, you've got to have passion. But it's very fun.
Oh, my God. And we have to good do villains. Season two.
There's good villains.
I can't even remember. Oh, yeah. There's some MRA or something on there. I can't remember.
Yeah, some guy who's like, oh, I actually think baking's for pussy girls. Yeah. But the way I bake, it's more like chemistry and it's for boys. It's all sciencey and shit. You're like, all right, calm down. I hate you.
You've clearly watched this more recently than I
have. Yeah.
Oh my, but I was like so stoked because I thought for sure they're never going to make another season of this. But then I saw it came up in like an Instagram ad that they were doing another season. Oh, I'm so excited. Well, we have to watch that.
That'll be fun.
Well, hope you've enjoyed this episode. Surely if you haven't seen The Circle, then this would have been absolutely useless to you.
Yeah, but I mean, you can just wait for the next episode where we review something else. Who knows?
Yeah, in the words of my mum, shut up, move on.
Yeah, this is free. What are you complaining about? Spoilers, fuck off. All right, I'm going to read you the bio. The bio? I don't know. The like, what do you call it?
Description.
The description for this week's song by... As always, Kevin MacLeod. The song this week is called Fighting Around.
Oh, fuck.
And the description... Oh, wait, sorry. Instruments. He's written the instruments but at the top, which he always does. But usually it says sort of like a synth, guitar, that sort of thing. But this week it says instruments, bum trumpet. Great. Thank you, Kevin. I love this. And the description for this week is every generation has its masterpiece. Bach's Brandenburg Concertos, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Rossini's William Tell. This is such a piece. For nearly 1 minute, Fighting Around will transport you to a new world, a world of unadulterated joy, a world of pure farts. Beautiful.
This is my worst Enjoy. Nightmare. I should have looked up if we have any new reviews.
Oh, my God. Naomi,
you talk about farts while I have a look.
Farts, I love them. I can't get enough. I can get enough, actually, because sometimes Jono farts and I've never smelled anything quite as bad. And I've had to ban him from doing them in the bed. No farts in the bed. That's a rule now in our house. Can't deal with it.
Okay, so there's been an update to a review.
Okay.
That person who said that we're too mean.
Okay.
Okay, they've said, I wrote this originally when it was still honey badger season.
Oh.
So, oh no, when they talk about us being rude, it goes way back. I've now caught up. Naomi pronounced my last name wrong, but that's okay, because so did every teacher in primary school. Well, if you've listened, then you know I pronounced Danielle's name wrong for the first year of this podcast, so I'm sorry. They say, you guys are not too mean, maybe just be a little nicer. To the nice contestants, and like sometimes think about what if they're listening.
Is this person a contestant?
Yeah. Is this, what's her name? The Irish one?
Oh, I don't remember that lady's name.
Emma?
Emma, yeah.
Also, I thought Tarzo was a Jack Russell because he always barks in the Auntie Donna podcast. You guys are my favorite podcast, and no other podcast competes. Love you guys.
Thank you. That was not mean.
Thank you, Zoe. Look, I've not looked up how to pronounce your last name, so I'm not going to try again now because I'll probably get it wrong again. And I'm sorry. I don't like it when people mispronounce names, and I try not to do it. Obviously, I don't try hard enough.
I mean, it's hard if you don't have the person to talk to.
Yes.
If I'm emceeing a gig and I see a name on a lineup that I don't know how to say, I just walk over to the person and say, hey, excuse me, how do I say your name?
Also related, we did get a DM yesterday.
Yes.
Says, okay, so the way you pronounce Idris Elba's name makes me want to die. So I'm guessing his name is pronounced Idris.
Okay, yes.
I also did not look this up before
I say
podcast.
Idris Elba.
I was saying Idris too. So okay. It's probably Idris.
Idris Elba. All right.
And I've had that Mr. Mistopheles song stuck in my head for about a week now, and I'm blaming you. But apart from that, love the new pod. Sorry. Apologies to Idris Elba.
Sorry, Idris Elba, if you're listening.
Again, sorry if Idris is also not right, but I can't think of what else it would be.
Idris.
What? That's just Idris in a weird voice.
I don't know.
But once again, thank you for listening. Lucky there was like one new review. I mean, it was like an edit on an old review. So, I'm just saying there better be a new review next week, or again, we will cancel the pod.
We will cancel the pod. We had a hiatus and now we're back and we'll cancel it.
We love to do another hiatus. Oh, we love to take a break, don't we, Danielle?
We love to kick
our feet back.
We actually
relax.
Might just have a break anyway. Because maths is coming up and we need to rest ourselves.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I can't do it, Danielle. I have things to do.
This is what I said when you came up with the idea for the podcast. And I said...
You said yes. I said I'd love yes, to do a podcast.
But I did not realize how many episodes there were of things.
It's like The Bachelor is like a little taste compared... Like one taste per week compared to maths.
That is true.
Which is like doing a marathon once a week. Anyway, my notes aren't going to be as in detail at all because I don't have the mental capacity for
that. That's fine.
But I think that is good for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't need that long. We can just have a little bitch.
We can have a bitch.
We can just have a little bitch. Bash bitch is the podcast. Okay.
Sorry to any contestants that we may have offended.
Or said your name's wrong.
I care more if we've like said that they're really annoying and they're listening.
I got... Vaco's name wrong every single time.
Yeah, you did.
I kept on calling it her Vaku because it had two O's on the TV. And even though everybody was saying it out loud, I just kept reading it.
Also, her intro had her going, "Hi, I'm Vaco. Hi, I'm Vaco. My name's Vaco. Hi, I'm Vaco."
Vaku, you say?
Anyway, thanks for listening. Okay. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bitch, 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 I'm so mad. Do you have any idea how this is like the worst thing I would ever want to do? Oh my god. I can't even. This is like painful for me. You don't care. Oh, I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
Bitch, 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 bitch. Fucking hell.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.